Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call about the 2023 annual results of Mahle Group. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the Launch Web Presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call. You can also download the presentation from the Mahle Investor Relations website. During the Q&A session after the presentation, you're invited to ask questions via web chat or via phone. On the call today, Mahle Group is represented by Markus Kaphorn, CFO of the Mahle Group, Jan-Fredrik Thiele, Vice President, Finance and Accounting Group, and Ralf Josef, Vice President, Corporate Finance. Now I'd like to hand over to Mr. Kaphorn.
Thank you very much, and welcome to our investor update call. My colleagues and I will now present to you the annual results of 2023. After our presentation, we'll be happy to answer your questions. Let me start with the year 2023 highlights. Economic and geopolitical factors posed challenges for us in 2023, adversely affecting our business. First, the global economic momentum, which was slowed down by several factors. This included mainly the slow recovery from the impact of the geopolitical tensions, such as the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine and high inflation in many countries, but also the reduction in fiscal support and inflation-reducing measures to tighten monetary policy had an inhibiting effect. Global economic output is still yet to recover to the levels before the COVID-19 pandemic struck. Nevertheless, the global economy proved to be resilient. Global economic growth has slowed but has not come to a standstill. Additionally, the challenges of technological transformation continued to accompany us in 2023. Market volumes remained below expectations. Although the markets for passenger cars and commercial vehicles developed positively worldwide, this was not the case in Europe. Here, the sales figures for battery-powered electric vehicles, in particular, are still far from justifying the high investments that Mahle, like many other companies, are making in this field of technology. Another challenge were the higher personnel and energy costs in the supply chain, which played a particularly large role. But through active offset measures and further continuous interactions with key customers and suppliers, Mahle was able to distribute these additional costs proportionally along the value chain in the form of price adjustments and price escalation clauses. Despite the difficult and still highly volatile market environment, Mahle continued its upward trend. Our measures to improve our profitability as part of our Mahle 2030+ group strategy have taken effect. Within the scope of our group-wide Deliver23 program, we have consistently implemented improvements in our profitability and noticeably optimized our liquidity position. Through better margins, by further improvement of our purchasing performance, operational productivity gains, as well as reducing overheads and pressing ahead with digital transformation. This enabled us to significantly improve our profitability and liquidity KPIs. We were not only able to substantially increase the result from business activities from -165 million euros in the previous year to a positive 165 million euros, but also considerably reduce our net debt. Our aim is to grow faster in an efficient manner, while our strong focus will remain on our cash and profitability improvement. Based on our Mahle 2030+ strategy, the group is pursuing its goal of returning to former strength by the end of 2025. Building on the existing Deliver23 program, we will continue to push ahead with the Back on Track 2025 program and expand it with additional priorities. One focus will be on process and efficiency matters to improve cost discipline and optimize sales and administrative structures. In addition, we will review the production network in order to make the organization more efficient by optimizing the location structures. And at the same time, we are focusing on safeguarding and expanding our competitiveness in terms of product portfolio. And we continue to focus on the structural reorganization of the group and continue to drive forward the measures to adjust our product portfolio and to sell real estate and land no longer required for operations. One important milestone in 2023 was the signing to sell our 50% shares of the Beer-Heller Thermocontrol joint venture, which was successfully completed beginning of April 2024. The total purchase price for 100% of the company is based on an enterprise value of 600 million euros and will make or did make a further financial contribution to reducing financial debt. Let's have a quick look at the global automotive market development. Looking at the global automotive market development, S&P Global shows an increase of 10% for passenger cars and light commercial vehicles compared to 2022, with more than 90 million vehicles in 2023. In particular, improved parts availability, which was still severely limited in the previous year, as well as the high order backlog resulting from the previous year's impact, led to a significant recovery in production. In Europe, production increased compared to 2022 by 13%. North America was also able to grow by almost 10% despite the production restrictions in October due to the strikes by the automotive unions. The South American market was affected by weak demand, but also benefited from better parts availability and grew by approximately 3%. In China, production increased by around 10% despite a strong previous year already. This was due to a sharp increase in exports, especially to Russia and Western Europe, as well as improved domestic demand as a result of intense price competition for vehicles and selective subsidies for vehicles with alternative powertrains. In India, vehicle production increased in line with a stable economic growth. For 2024, the light vehicle production is expected to decrease by 0.4% compared to 2023. The market continues to be afflicted by several elements of uncertainties like geopolitical tensions, export restrictions on critical raw materials, and an observed slowdown in economic growth in many industrial nations. According to our market analysis for electrified light vehicles, the global share of battery electric vehicles, fuel cells, and hybrid engine solutions is set to increase significantly and could rise to around 75% in 2035. Current legislation and OEM announcements led to further increasing electrification globally. At regional level, we see a more diverse picture. In Europe, the pure BEV share will likely increase significantly to almost 100% in 2035, at least according to current legislation. In China and North America, to 60%. In other regions of the world, we expect that pure combustion engines will remain at a production share of up to around 50% until 2035. This trend, although at a lower pace, also applies to electrified medium heavy duty. According to current estimates, the global share of battery electric vehicles, fuel cells, and hybrid engine solutions of all trucks will grow to 35% in 2035, and 65% remains pure combustion engines. The following slide shows the development of the global light vehicle volumes from 2023 until 2030. According to S&P Global, the global light vehicle fleet is expected to be dominated by combustion engine vehicles in 2023 with a total of 1.4 billion vehicles and to decline only to 1.3 billion vehicles in 2030. Light vehicles with hybrid drives are likely to increase from 43 to 112 million by 2023, and electric light vehicles, including the fuel cells, are expected to grow from 28 million in 2023 to 201 million in 2030. The graphic clearly highlights the continued strong dominant role of vehicles with combustion engines up to 2030. For Mahle, this is a strong positive indicator, especially for its aftermarket business, since it will play a continuously significant future role in this growth market, which is a highly profitable and sustainable business. Now, I would like to hand over to Jan-Fredrik Thiele, who will give you some more insights into our financials.
Yeah, thank you, Markus, and also a warm welcome from my side. As Markus already mentioned, Our clear target for the year 2023 was to significantly improve profitability and liquidity KPIs of the Mahle Group. With joint efforts using the self-giving structure of the Deliver 23 program, we could achieve considerable improvements. Mahle Group sales increased by 3.1% to 12.8 billion euros in the current financial year, leading to the highest sales level in Mahle's history. I will come to some of the main drivers later. Our EBITDA margin has also improved significantly to 7.2% and reached 917 million in absolute terms. Mahle invested 5.3% of sales in research and development costs, which corresponds to a total amount of 673 million euros and is slightly more than in the previous year. The majority of our expenses were made in our strategic core areas of electrification and thermal management. As of December 31st, 2023, the equity ratio is at a level of 19.6%. The equity amounted to 1.611 billion euros. The main reason for the slight reduction in comparison to previous year was further to extraordinary dividend payments in Brazil, adverse FX effects. The operating cash flow strongly improved from 103 to 808 million euros in 2023, resulting in a significantly improved free cash flow coming from minus 372 million euros in 2022 to a positive value of 481 million euros in the year under preview. After four consecutive negative years, we managed to realize a positive net income of 26 million euros. Compared to the fiscal year 2022, Mahle Group sales increased by 3.1% from 12.4 billion euros to 12.8 billion euros. The EBITDA increased from 671 million euros in 2022 to 917 million euros in 2023 and reached a level of 7.2% compared to 5.4% in 2022. We were able to improve the EBITDA from quarter to quarter in 2023 and overachieved the budgeted value, which was at 6.9%. The leverage decreased from 2.5 to 1.5 due to both an increased EBITDA and furthermore a reduced net debt level at the end of 2023. We managed to come in beyond our expectations. On the net income, for the first time in 5 years, we were able to realize a positive result of 26 million, which meets our budgeted level. Mahle Group sales increased by 3.1% from 12.4 billion to 12.8 billion. Exchange rate effects totaling to 631 million euro had a diminishing effect on the development of sales. This was mainly due to the devaluation of important trading currencies against the euro, such as the Argentine peso, the Chinese renminbi, the US dollar, the Japanese yen, and the Turkish lira. The revaluation of the Polish zloty and the Mexican peso against the euro had an opposite effect. Adjusted for the above currency effects, sales at the Mahle Group increased organically by 8.2% compared to the same period in the previous year. The following slide gives an insight into our regional and customer sales split. The international positioning of the Mahle Group is reflected in the number of production and development locations in 29 countries. Through our global business activities, we are close to our customers, can work intensively with them, and develop targeted innovations based on the requirements of the respective markets. At the same time, this allows us to react flexibly to regional market fluctuations. In addition to the regional distribution, the distribution of sales at Mahle is also diversified according to customer category. Our 10 largest customers account for less than 50% of sales. Comparing the last 4 years, despite the still challenging market environment, we were able to achieve significantly higher EBIT and EBITDA values. The EBITDA increased from 671 million euros in 2022 to 917 million euros in 2023 and reached a level of 7.2% compared to 5.4%. The EBIT rose to 304 million euros and was significantly higher than previous year's value of 60 million euros. In 2023 business year, Mahle generated a high cash inflow of 808 million euros from cash flows from operating activities. The significant increase compared to the previous year is mainly due to improved operative and non-operative performance and significantly lower capital tied up in net working capital. The net cash outflow of our cash flow from investing activities amounted to 327 million euro, which was lower than in 2022, although we expanded our investments in tangible fixed assets, predominantly for project-related matters. This is due to proceeds from the sale of real estate and land no longer required for operations, as well as in connection with corporate transactions. We were able to fully cover our cash requirements for investments with our cash flow from operating activities in the year under review. Cash flow from financing activities showed a net outflow of 242 million euros, which was also attributable to the repayment of financial liabilities, interest and dividend payments. I would now like to hand over to Ralf Josefs to give you an update on our financing profile.
Thank you, Jan, and welcome everybody. First, I would like to start with our recent financing news. Mahle signed a syndicated loan agreement of 1.6 billion in February 2024. This new syndicated loan consists of a revolving credit line in the amount of 1.2 billion and a term loan in the amount of 400 million, which has not been drawn so far. The new syndicated line prematurely replaces the syndicated loan, which would have become due in 2025. The refinancing marks an important step towards the extension of our maturity profile. The financing received strong support from both our long-term relationship banks as well as from new banks. Furthermore, I would like to inform you that Mahle plans to introduce quarterly reporting as of Q3 at the latest, further increase transparency for banks and investors. Latest and good news is that Moody's today changed the outlook of our corporate family rating BA2 from negative to stable. As of end of December, the maturity profile still shows the previous revolving credit facility becoming finally due in 2025, respectively. In June 2023, Mahle repaid a tranche of Schuldscheindarlehen in the amount of €125 million. The new credit line of 1.6 billion, as well as our cash balance of 809 million euro, cover comfortably maturing debt of 529 million in 2024 and €360 million in 2025. We continue using a variety of funding sources. First, diversify those, Mahle launched a new asset-backed security program with a volume of 240 million in December 2023. In total, unutilized committed credit lines together with cash amounted to available liquidity of around 2.5 billion at the end of 2023. For Mahle, ESG has an ever-increasing importance. As a foundation-based group, ecological and social responsibility form the unifying theme of our actions at Mahle, and we fully support the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. Beside our yearly published sustainability report, you will find a summary of sustainability KPIs called Facts and Figures for your convenience. The link to the website is given at the bottom of the slide, and the new reports will be published soon. Beside our EcoVadis rating, where Marle was ranked among the best 20% in 2023 with a rating result of 61, we also report our greenhouse gas emissions as part of the CDP. For 2023, CDP assigned Marle Group's climate protection measures a grade B, which is well above average for our industry and was kept stable compared to previous years. The Science Based Target Initiative, SBTI, has validated the Marle Group's climate goals as science-based and ambitious. This means they are in line with the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. This includes the CO2 emission reduction path until 2030 for scope 1 to 3. In 2020, we set a CO2 reduction target for the Marle Group. By 2040, we aim to be carbon neutral in terms of all direct CO2 emissions and those associated with purchased energy. In Germany, we already reached this goal in 2021. Our scope 3 targets relate to emissions in the supply chain and emission from product use and were approved by our management board in November 2022. Emissions in the supply chain and from product use are each to be reduced by 28% from their 2019 levels by 2030. At Marle, the governance concept for the sustainability and environmental management contains the sponsorship of the Marle Management Board as well as the Group Steering Committee. The committee consists of members of the Management Board and is headed by the Sustainability Department. Various other departments represent the different work streams. Despite the highly volatile market environment in 2023, we managed to strongly increase our group performance when it comes to profitability and cash generation, and we'll continue our efforts through existing programs to improve even further. Thank you very much for your attention. We would now like to start the Q&A session.